this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Speaking about management, you'd have to raise questions right now about Cricket Australia. Could I suggest that if Kerry Packer were alive and in fighting form right now, we would just about be ready to see a renegade cricket competition occur in Australia? Because the bizarre situation is that the Cricket Australia chief executive, James Sutherland, is in London right now watching the women's world cricket competition, the ICC, which is a good thing to do. There's nothing wrong with that. Problem is, he's about to see 200 Australian elite cricketers frozen out of their workplace without contracts and no pay and no prospect of return unless there is a settlement. The problem is that the Cricket Australia body has changed the terms of negotiating with the players and will not give them a slice of the revenues of the game and wants them on set contracts. That's caused the cricketers to come together and say they won't budge, and as a result, the Ashes series is in doubt. Let's go to a man who was integral to World Series cricket when Kerry Packer was around disrupting the cricket world, Ian Chappell, former Australian cricket captain, on the line right now. Ian, what do you think? Would Kerry Packer have had a crack at this or not?
Yeah, would have interested him, I think. Probably would have been the perfect opportunity for him 40 years back. It does seem that both sides are pushing the limit a bit, and what are we talking now? Just 3 or 4 days before the contracts are up. It does seem ludicrous that that they haven't come to a decision.
The thing that really strikes me about this, Ian, is that the contracts have always included a slice of the overall revenue for the elite players who, say, for example, like golfers, are the game. If they don't turn up and they don't perform at their best and the crowds don't turn up, then the television ratings aren't so strong, the advertisers don't come for the game. So they are instrumental to the actual popularity of the game. Why the Cricket Australia has tried to change this, it really beggars belief to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a partnership, and if either side see it as anything different, then I think they're sadly deluded. It's also interesting that the former CEO of the Cricketers Players Association, Paul Marsh, has gone over to the Australian Football League Players Association. And they've just finished, or I think they've pretty well signed it off now, a deal that, for the first time, includes revenue sharing. So it does seem a little strange that that Australian rules football is heading in that direction when cricket wants to go in another direction.
One of the interesting things is, in your day playing cricket and before World Series cricket came along, you didn't have terribly much negotiating power because there were not the alternative competitions that you could have played in to earn an income and to continue to showcase your skills. The truth is today, with so many more one-day competitions and 2020 competitions emerging around the world, with, say, for example, you've got now South Africa, you've got the West Indies, you've got India, of course, you've got the UK beginning its competition, and even here with Big Bash, although that is controlled by Cricket Australia, the players do have options and can earn an income. They are not necessarily beholden to the Cricket Australia board here.
Yeah, the players do have a lot more power, and I was interested in the comment of Shane Watson tonight when he was interviewed about the situation, and he said, if there's any threat to stop me from playing elsewhere, that might end up in court. So, we get back to what happened 40 years ago. The reason that Kerry Packer went to court in England was to support the English players who were professional. They were the only ones in those days who were professional playing county cricket. And that was on the basis of restriction of trade. And that case was won very comfortably by Kerry Packer and the English players who had joined him. So I'm pretty sure that the restraint of trade issue would be a pretty big one in this case.
I'll tell you what, Ian Chappell, former cricket captain for Australia, instrumental in World Series cricket, and do understand that this is a genuine labour dispute. Those players do have options as to where they can earn income in the future. Cricket Australia already trying to split the players by offering 5 players contracts, provided they work for the time being free of charge. Seems classic sort of divide and rule type of thing. And Ian Chappell, we appreciate your time on the program this evening.
Pleasure. Thanks, Ross.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.